Madam Chair?
Yes, Representative Hanley.
Would this be a good time to discuss the letter that I asked Dan to put together concerning a solid waste generation disposal capacity report? He needed to know if the committee would has accepted the letter as he wrote it.
Great way to fill the time. Thank you for bringing that to our attention. Yes, I read it over and I feel comfortable with it, us moving forward, sending that letter to receive more information about waste to power generation, waste to energy. How do others feel? Has everyone had a chance to read the letter?
I agree. It's very, very well done.
Yeah.
Sorry, I haven't sent the letter out to anyone. I wasn't expecting the committee to take it up yet. So I think the three of you and Senator Bennett may be the only ones who've read it.
Okay, all right.
You want to take that up now? I can send it out.
Yeah, that would be great. That would be great. I'm sorry, Dan, I had thought that went to the whole committee. My apologies.
Yeah, I assumed everyone had already received it.
Yeah. Perhaps you can just explain again to everyone what you were asking for, and
I'm sorry, my earbud fell out at that moment. Were you talking to me, Madam Chair?
Yeah, perhaps if you just want to remind everyone what the essence of the letter is about, the request.
Yes, I'll be glad to do that. I in the report there was a report of how much waste was consumed by two waste burning generators and a food waste to energy generator. And I thought it'd be a good idea if we had a report back on the amount of energy produced by each one of these, because you know that would be relative to the whole discussion of what you do with waste, you turn it into energy. I thought we should realize how much energy we actually are producing with it. And I asked for that to be part of the report from now on.
Great. Is everybody comfortable with that?
I think that it would be also nice to know if they're about the any of the pollution from that waste to energy generation. And I had asked last week about that to make sure that we're keeping track of that and what regulations are applying to that.
So are you asking for that to be included in this letter, Senator or Representative Bloom?
I just want the information, whether it's included in this letter or not. I just think that additional information would be relevant to this committee.
Is there any discussion about that?
I think that we're unwinding the letter that was very carefully drafted so as not to step on the feet of DEP, but to just simply get some information about some rather narrow statistics. And I think opening it up now to other considerations of effects on pollution and so forth and so on requires a larger discussion.
If I can real quick, I believe the question that Representative Bloom posed during the briefing, the response from DEP was the emissions are an Air Bureau issue. And we were hearing from the Waste Bureau. And I don't think there was an issue in providing more information on that. And I can certainly follow up for you via just an email. I think they could provide that information and more data. I believe Representative Hanley's intent here is to suggest this data should be included in future versions of this solid waste generation and disposal capacity report. And it sounds like you just want that information about the air emissions presently, but not necessarily on a continuing basis.
Well, the air emissions is included in that report. So it does discuss in that report, it says the air emissions are, that it's consistent with the regulations, you know, that they're being consistent. So they're not, so it is a part of the report. So it's not like adding something else. It's just clarifying what it is and making sure that's all. And absolutely, if you want to just get me that information separately, that's fine. But it is part of the report.
Okay, so let's move forward with submitting that letter to DEP as written. And then Representative Bloom, we will make sure you receive the information you've requested.